A devastating earthquake hits Haiti. Mexico's spiraling violence can't stop the gospel, and we'll explore the link between a cruise, the Ukraine, and missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A magnitude 7 earthquake rocked the island nation of Haiti last night, killing many and leveling buildings. The quake hit just outside the capital, Port-au-Prince, just before 5 o'clock. Baptist Haiti Missions' Ron Sparks.
Our mission team there is all right. We had some damage to the buildings on our mission compound, but not serious compared to what's happened elsewhere.
A hospital in the region also was damaged, says Sparks.
One hospital collapsed just a short distance from where our mission compound is located, and so our hospital there at our mission compound is handling a lot of injuries.
While meeting the physical needs is the most important thing right now, Sparks says the gospel is being shared.
We've got a regular chaplain who comes around and witnesses and shares the gospel with the patients and gives them Bibles. He's going to be working overtime now, as well as our mission staff.
Go to bhm.org to donate. Next, Mexico opened 2010 with 69 murders in one day. Does the unrest interfere with the church planting work? Steve Dresselhaus is Senior Director for Latin America for the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM.
The vast majority of the violence is cartel on cartel, or cartel against the military or the police. And so it's pretty much limited to those groups. Where it does become a problem for us would be in the case of somebody been at the wrong place at the wrong time.
So while their teams are not directly targeted, they're not taking chances with their safety either.
Each missionary family is working on a contingency plan to know how to deal with the situation.
They're limiting their scope to church planting. However, they've accomplished what they set out to do along the coast. In 2010, they set their sights inland.
Next month, we're sending a team of missionaries and national leaders from our churches in Baja on an exploratory trip over to central Mexico to investigate the possibilities of additional churches over there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In the Netherlands, there are nearly 600,000 students attending universities. Only 6% are Christians. So the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, a Netherlands sister of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, is reaching out. The ministry's Bert Den Hertog says,
there is growing up a new generation who never have heard the gospel, who don't read the Bible, and who don't have Christian friends. And our big question is, who shall bring the gospel to them? What we see in our churches, although there are nice things happening, the most of them are very focusing on themselves.
Instead of this attitude, IFES encourages Christian students to reach out all around them, especially international and minority students. There's a large population of Muslims in the Netherlands, but their unwillingness to listen isn't the issue.
The breakthrough of the kingdom is not because people don't want to listen to Jesus Christ or to the gospel. If we as Christians are too busy with ourselves, we have a big problem.
Check out our website for more information. Next, thanks to persistent translation efforts around the world, audio New Testaments are available in 14 more languages. Now more than 2 million additional people across 12 countries have access to Scripture in their own language, whether they're literate or not. With these new recordings, Faith Comes By Hearing closes the gap to their goal of recording audio Bibles in 2,000 languages by 2016. Interested in helping FCBH come even closer to their goal? Visit our website to get started. And ever want to go on a cruise? Interested in missions? Well, you can combine the two on Russian Ministry's River Trip, taking place this summer from August 3rd through the 15th. You'll journey along the Dnieper River of Ukraine, visiting Odessa, Kiev, and other cities. During the trip, you'll see their ministry at work in God's kingdom and decide if you want to get involved as well. Discount rates have been extended through February 28th. If you're interested in God's work in the Ukraine, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you do that with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.